WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
This weekend on NBC, Saturday Night Live celebrates its silver anniversary by presenting a live special in prime time on Sunday night. TV critic David Bianculli takes a retrospective look.
The Sunday night edition of Saturday Night Live will be 2.5 hours long, but only an hour or so will really be live. Frequent guest hosts Tom Hanks and Steve Martin and tons of the regular cast members will be there, but much of the special will be devoted to taped highlights from 25 years' worth of shows. That's a lot of ground to cover. Killer Bees and Wild and Crazy Guys, Weekend Updates and Church Ladies, presidential parodies and special moments. Like Steve Martin's 70s musical salute to a touring museum exhibit.
I'd like to talk seriously just for a moment. One of the great art exhibits ever to tour the United States is the Treasures of Tutankhamun, or King Tut. But I think it's a national disgrace the way we have commercialized it with trinkets and toys, T-shirts and posters. And about 3 months ago, I was up in the woods and I wrote a song. I tried to use the ancient modalities and melodies. We'd like to do it for you right now. Maybe we can all learn something from this. So funky. Did you do the funky?
Born in Arizona, moved into Babylonia, King Tut.
Now if I'd known they lied up just to see him, I'd taken all my money and bought me a museum.
King Tut.
Buried with a donkey. My favorite honky.
Born in Arizona, moved to Babylonia, King Tut.
When you think of the history of Saturday Night Live, it's almost impossible to do without thinking about its place in TV history as a whole. After all, it's a format that's as old as television itself, a comedy variety show performed live. Actually, the path to Saturday Night Live is pretty clear. From the 50s, there was the groundbreaking satire and outrageous comedy of Your Show of Shows with Sid Caesar and Colgate Comedy Hour with Dean Martin and Jerry Lewis. From the 60s, there was the taboo-busting topical comedy of That Was the Week That Was, the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour, and Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In. And from the 70s, just before Saturday Night Live, there was the surreal anything-goes sketch comedy of Monty Python's Flying Circus. Put them all together, the live energy of TV's golden age, the anti-establishment attitude of the best 60s variety shows, and the Monty Python craziness. Throw in a weekly guest host, and you got Saturday Night Live. The difference is, none of those shows lasted longer than 6 years. Saturday Night Live has been on the air almost as long as all of those other shows put together. When Saturday Night Live premiered in 1975, television was a very different animal. The Smothers Brothers had been kicked off of primetime for being too topical, Laugh-In had come and gone, and there weren't really a lot of viable TV options for younger or discerning viewers. This was before cable, before Hill Street Blues. It was when primetime TV was filled with shows like Tony Orlando and Don, and, believe it or not, Saturday Night Live with Howard Cosell. That's why, for its first few years, NBC's late-night show had to settle for calling itself Saturday Night, as in the signature opening it still uses. So this late-night show came on TV in a time slot formerly filled by a weekend rerun of The Tonight Show. Expectations were low, and so was the pressure. And producer Lorne Michaels didn't even want NBC to promote the show in the beginning. He wanted to distance the show from the rest of NBC and the rest of television. He wanted to make it seem like a bunch of kids had come in after hours, taken over, and put on a show. Which essentially is just what they did. Saturday Night Live was the first time a network TV show set out specifically to shoot for a college-age audience. I know, because I used that fact as an excuse to talk my way into writing a review for the Gainesville Sun while I was a senior at the University of Florida. This is the first show aimed at people my age, I told the features editor. Why not let me review the first show? So he did. It was the show hosted by George Carlin, with a wacky appearance by Andy Kaufman, and I raved. The editor of the paper offered me a job, and I've been writing about television ever since. So in a very real sense, I owe my career to Saturday Night Live. And because of that career, my job has been to watch it ever since, in good times and bad, as it generated more catchphrases and stars than any other show in modern TV history. The original cast, with John Belushi, Gilda Radner, Chevy Chase, Dan Aykroyd, Jane Curtin, Lorraine Newman, and Garrett Morris, started the show off brilliantly. Bill Murray was the first cast addition, and still one of the very best. And since then, the list of great SNL repertory members has included Eddie Murphy, Billy Crystal, Martin Short, Dennis Miller, Dana Carvey, Phil Hartman, Jan Hooks, Mike Myers, Chris Farley, Chris Rock, Adam Sandler, David Spade, Norm Macdonald, and several members of the current cast. Quite a list, and not a bad reason to throw a party and celebrate.
David Bianculli is TV critic for the New York Daily News.